This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our taglines, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. And boy, folks, we got a lot to talk about. I'm recording this on Thursday. You're listening on Saturday. We're episode of Market Close. And are we having a whipsaw market? Down March 23rd, all the way to 18,000, the Dow up tremendously. And today, which is June 11th, 1,800 points the Dow drops. You talk about whipsaw, where are we going? So you want to stay tuned, because I've talked about this in the past and where we're heading and what you can do about it. So again, name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline, again, is we try to help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and you reduce your risk. Is that possible in this environment? The answer is absolutely. So let me give you some contact information. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania between my daughter and self for over 60 years. Not 6 years, 60 years. I have 50 years. My daughter has over 20 years in this business. So I started in 1970 before they had calculators. So our toll-free number, if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation, it doesn't cost you anything. You can do it from the comfort of your home to learn more about what we do. Again, no charge for this phone call. Schedule a phone call. And if it's a good fit, guess what we can do? We can do a video conference, a webinar, a Zoom meeting, depending on where you're at, how skillful you are. You don't even have to come in. But our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. You want to schedule and get on our calendar. That toll-free number again is 800-264-4963. And if you're driving or in another room, don't have anything to write down, just try to remember the name Legacy Financial. And when you get back to your computer, just Google that. It'll probably pop up on the first page after you click on the button that says leavealegacy.com, where it has all our contact information. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way, in a development called Linden Point, Hermitage, PA, where you can email me at david@leavealegacy.com. david@leavealegacy.com. When you go to that website, leavealegacy.com, has lots of information. You can spend literally, without a doubt, hours of educational free information. We have 6 on-demand seminars. One's on Social Security. And my daughter's probably the only advisor that I know is in the business that actually worked for the Social Security office, which was over 20 years ago. So we have a mini seminar. When you go to that website, click on on-demand seminars. They're 24 hours a day, anytime. Click on that site about Social Security. How about if you're thinking about retired, you said, I've had enough. Well, we have one mini seminar that's on retirement readiness. And then a third one, I think everybody should be looking at this one. It's called Guaranteed Income. Remember I said, are there strategies? It's about income. At least part of your portfolio should be a paycheck besides Social Security. And if you have to be fortunate to get a pension, which a lot of people don't, would you like to have something, no matter what happens, besides your Social Security, you have peace of mind where the paycheck is going to continue forever. It's called Guaranteed Income. I call it Paycheck for Life, but it says Guaranteed Income. Everybody should have that part of your portfolio unless you're extremely wealthy. Then it's a different story. So we have one on Social Security, one on retirement readiness, one's on guaranteed income, one is on women and wealth, one is on estate planning. On the next segment, we haven't talked about this for a while, but a lot of people they're concerned about what's going on in our country, folks. I'll talk more about the political realm in the last segment, but we'll talk about wills, trust, power of attorney, and so forth. But in the meantime, go to that website, leavealegacy.com, click on on-demand seminars, and there's one mini seminar, free reports, quizzes. You can take before or after you've watched the video, 24 hours a day, these mini seminars. One is on estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorney. One is how to have a tax-free retirement. And you think with this spending, you think, folks, possibly taxes might be going up? You know, I've talked about this website. If you haven't looked at it for a while, I've never looked at it, go to it. USDebtClock.org, USDebtClock.org. And you can see someone's going to be paying that. And that's one of the areas that we specialize in. And I'm going to give you a website, another website besides the two main websites, but I'll just tease you with that on the next segment that we've launched. But we have Innovation Tax Service and we have LeaveALegacy.com. But especially if you're a higher net worth, this is for anybody, but really the high net worth, we're going to give you that website on the next segment at the beginning, so I'll give it to you. So those are six mini seminars. Now, what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategy? Well, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. That's right. We do both pre-crisis and crisis planning. Now, pre-crisis is the best way, because if I asked your druthers, would you rather go into a nursing home where, you know, most of the people died of these COVID cases were in nursing home, a high percentage of them that died anyways, or at home? I think most people at home, what asset do you have? Is it a mutual fund? Is it a CD? A money market's not paying anything? Well, what if you could take that lazy money or one you're not sure about the market and earmark it that you could earn a competitive rate of return on the money? And if it goes, you happen to go in a nursing home, will pay double, in some cases triple of what you have into that. And if you never lose it, you can leave it to your heirs. I bet your plan, other than what you have in and what it grows to a little bit, doesn't do all those double and triple duties. Or we have other strategies where there's specially designed life insurance policies. Oh, you said the wrong word, life insurance. A lot of people think it's for dying. It is for dying, but this particular design life insurance, if you happen to go in to the nursing home, guess what? It'll accelerate the death benefit while you're alive that you can pay for in-home care, assisted living care, adult daycare, etc. That's the strategy you should be looking for. Also, you know, a lot of people may have some life insurance. By the time you pay the claim, it might take you 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks to get the money. How would you like to have the money within 24 to 48 hours? You just have to submit the bill, all right? That quick, you can get paid immediately. And it, guess what? It protects it from the nursing home as well. So if you'd like to learn more about that strategy, we have that. Then another one we do a lot in is taxes. And we're still doing taxes through July 15th, the extension. And then we got some people to file them till October. But there's, if you owe money, there's no penalties. You got till July 15th. So you'll listen to one of our commercials. We do tax preparation, but importantly, we do tax planning. And stay tuned for the second segment. I'll give you this new website. But we do tax preparation for $150. What does that include? That includes the 1040 long form, short form, Schedule A. That's if you itemize. Most people don't itemize, being they've raised a standard deduction. But that does include that Schedule B, interest and dividends. As I mentioned, a lot of firms charge extra for this stuff. That includes the state. We also include Schedule D. What is that? If you buy and sell stocks, 10 trades is included in that. If you have more than 10 trades, then we charge, you know, more. You have to call for that. But that's included in that same price, $150. If you have Schedule E, what does that mean? Rental, oil and gas, we include that in the same price. The state, we include in the same price. If you have a local return, you got wages, and you need to file a local return, that's $10 extra. But if you don't, you don't. Now, if you got a multitude of rental properties, that could be where you got Schedule E, that could be an extra $25 or $35, depending on the complexity of it. If you have a Schedule C, that's anywhere from $25 to $35. If you have an S corporation, limited partnership, call for prices. But the important thing is we do tax planning. If you have needed tax planning, if you aren't paying hardly any taxes or no need, then obviously there's no need for tax planning. But as many people out there do, just for simple idea, for example, they're paying taxes on Social Security. What? I never knew I was paying taxes on Social Security. Well, if you make above a certain threshold, I won't get too down in the weeds. I'm a kind of a financial nerd. But many people were paying taxes on Social Security, and they wouldn't have to pay taxes by doing some simple planning. Yes, simple planning. No one talks about that. So we do tax preparation, tax planning. We protect the assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. I already talked about wills and trusts. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. And then when it comes to the investments, we'll talk about that in the second segments. You name it, we probably have it, but we'll cover it in the next segment. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to send an important message. When we come back, I'm going to give you that new website on taxes. And if you're paying a lot of taxes, you want to definitely write this down and go to that site. So please listen to an important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com. And our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com. And our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. As promised, that website. Now, you can go there if you make moderate income. This is really meant for the high person. It's called EliteTaxReduction.com. Now, we have our regular website, InnovationTaxService.com. But this says Elite. I own that domain, EliteTaxReduction.com. .com, and you'll see the people we've teamed up with, and you'll see our tagline: we reduce taxes by 50% almost 100% of the time. Obviously, if you're in low income, pay for your taxes as implied. So you're going to see the team of experts we have throughout the country, and if you're paying a lot of taxes, especially if you got qualified accounts, folks, we talk about Roth. Is Roth a good deal? Maybe, maybe not. You can do Roth now, Roth later. But how would you like to do some Roth conversion, all right, and have an institution pay for a lot of the taxes? What? What? Is that a Ponzi scheme or what is that? No, 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 no. Well, that's not on this website, but this website's got a lot of good information of people.
we team up with, but we have lots of strategies. So besides doing tax preparation, that's just minor, is tax planning is where it's at. But if you don't have a lot and you want a decent price on taxes, give us a call. We're still taking it. Our toll-free number again is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, and schedule a consultation for taxes done or set up a complimentary call. What's that number again? 800-264-4963. What's the cost for the call? Nothing. That website again is EliteTaxReduction.com. We're one of the Redwood tax specialists. So check that out. Now we're going to talk about living trusts and who your beneficiary would be. Before I get that, let me talk a little bit about, I haven't talked about this for a while. Do you know the difference, especially in this market, when you get your statements? You know, you got your quarterly statements, you know, January, February, and March. You get it in April. And the end of June, sometime in July, you'll get a quarter, another quarterly statement. Some come out every month. And a lot of these companies, what they will show you, year-to-date return, and then they'll show something called average. Have you ever seen that average return, say, to 3 years, 5 years, or 10 years? Have you ever seen that? Well, what does average mean? And what is actual return mean? Now, they actually don't mean, they may actually mean the same thing as long as you don't have what? A negative year. A negative year. Let me explain what I mean. If you had a 25% rate of return 1 year, we call that ROR, rate of return, and next year you lost 25%, okay, your average, right, is zero. You made 25, lost 25. However, the we call CAGR, compound annual growth rate, which is the real return, is really minus 3.175. Let me give you another example. Let's say you had $100,000 and you made 100% 1 year, which is highly unlikely. Although I can remember in the banner years 98 that was possible. But let's say it's now worth $200,000. Then you lost 50% the second year. 50% of $200,000, you have 100. So your actual return is zero. But see, if you would have taken the minus 50 from 100, that's 50%. Divided by 2, the average would be 50%. So you always want to ask the advisor, if you're talking to, what is the CAGR? And if they don't know what that means, run. That's C-A-G-R, compound annual growth rate. That's the actual return. And they're allowed to show average. So it doesn't mean a difference. If you have never have a negative year, they're one and the same. But as long as you introduce a negative year, it's a game changer, folks. Game changer. And I haven't even talked about fees. So we won't get into that. I have on some other show. So very, very important. So let me give you other some things. And we'll get into the wills and trusts. Facts and fiction about low-risk investing. One of the most popular successful strategies over the last decade has been low risk. You might have heard that. Low beta. That's the volatility. And they usually use the S&P, which has a beta of 1.00, or low volatility investing. Listen to this, folks. New research shows that those strategies have persisted even after the publication of the research documenting their existence, and they can be pursued in low cost, low turnover. One of the big problems for the first formal asset pricing model developed by financial economists, the capital asset pricing model, was that it what? Predicts a positive relation between risk and return. However, folks, the historical evidence demonstrates that the slope of the security market line is flatter than the what we call the CAPM. That means the capital asset price model. Most importantly, the quintile of stocks with the highest beta meaningfully underperform those in the lowest beta quintile. High beta stocks provide the lowest returns
while experiencing much higher volatility. The publication of research findings led to low risk, low beta, and low volatility investing received a tremendous amount of attention, especially since the financial crisis began late 2007. Now, there's three economic theories explain the low risk anomaly. Number one, many investors are either constrained against the use of leverage or have an aversion to its use, and such investors who seek higher returns do so, are you ready for this, investing in high beta, or high volatility, despite the fact that the evidence shows they have delivered poor risk-adjusted returns. Limits to arbitrage and aversion to shorting, as well as the high cost of shorting such stocks, prevent arbiters from correcting the pricing mistake. By the way, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, you need to come in. You need someone who's knowledgeable in these areas. Some individuals, investors, have a taste for lottery-like investments. I hope you're not one of them. This leads them to irrationally investing high-volatility stocks, which have lottery-like distributions despite poor returns. They pay a premium to gamble. And number three, mutual fund managers who are judged against benchmarks have an incentive to own higher beta stocks. In addition, managers' bonuses or options on the performance invested stocks, and thus they're more valuable or high-ability stocks. So rather than me go in a lot of detail, I have a white paper on this called Fact and Fiction About Low-Risk Investing. This is why you need to come in and see us, or if you can't come in, we do virtual meetings, and we do them all the time. Schedule a complimentary consultation by calling our toll-free number at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Set up a complimentary consultation to learn more about how our process and how we can help you and how we can explain in layman's term. I was giving you some more complicated ideas, but the fact is you want to deal with someone who knows what they're talking about. So let's switch gears now and talk about estate planning. Estate planning. These are all important. Usually, if you're working with someone, they just deal in one area. They may be a broker. They don't do anything estate planning. They refer to an attorney. That's fine. We use lawyers who specialize in that area, too. But you need to have someone as the quarterback who understands that, understands the taxes. If they don't know all about these aspects, my personal opinion, you shouldn't be working with that individual. And if they farm it out, they need someone as a quarterback who understands all these different aspects of it. I think it's very important. So let's talk about living trusts, how to avoid probate. Are they right for you or not? Well, we have a pamphlet that talks about if you have no will, no power of attorney, you died intestate. That means the state will provide one. Yes, the default plan, maybe not one that you want. Then it talks about a will. What does that mean? It talks about no will with a living trust. Gives you terminology. I have a will. Why would I want a living trust? What is probate? What's so bad about probate? I'm not going to go into all these details. Doesn't joint ownership avoid probate? Why would the court get involved in incapacity? Does a durable power of attorney prevent this? What is a living trust? These are the little, it's a nice pamphlet, folks. We'll be glad to send it out to you or, you know, email if you need one right away. But it's nice color. How does a living trust avoid probate and prevent court control of assets and capacity? A lot of stuff. Should I have an attorney to do my trust? How long does it take to get a living trust? What is a successor trustee? And by the way, everything has pros and cons, folks. Everything. I don't care if you're talking about investments. I said that's one area we specialize in. You name the investment or the savings, we probably have it. You know, in the past I've talked about yellow, green, and red money. Yellow is your emergency money, checking, saving, money market, credit union. You should have anywhere from 3 months to a year. Then you got red money, it's risk money. Anything go up and down. Stocks, bonds, and so forth. The advantage, you get the upside, but you get the downside. Then you got green money where your money is protected. So everything has pros and cons. So let me ask you a question. Are you working with a holistic planner who covers the tax aspect of it, and the life planning, if you happen to need some convalescent care? Do you work with someone who knows how to avoid probate? Do you have someone who's a fiduciary? In other words, they represent you, not the firm. If you don't, you want to learn more about what we're doing, give Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group a call at toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or just Google the word Legacy Financial. I'll take you an area in Google that says leave a legacy.com. Click on that, and it'll go to our website. It has all our contact information, and you can set up a complimentary consultation to learn more about what we're doing. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you'd like to get that brochure talking about wills, trusts, power attorneys for health, financial, you can call our toll-free number at 800-264-4963. We're glad to mail it to you. Or if you like it right away, we can copy it and email it to you. But we prefer because it's a lot nicer. And it talks about the, you know, the benefits of a living trust. But again, you want to sit down with a qualified attorney who specializes in that arena. You don't want someone who does a little divorce work in real estate. So we work with elder law attorneys from Pennsylvania in Eastern Ohio. And if a will is right for your power attorney, or if a trust is right, or near revocable trust, you want to do some protecting from nursing home, whatever. They all have their pros and cons. But we do end-of-life planning as well. That's one of the things that I mentioned earlier. We show people how to protect assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. Also, when's the last time you had a beneficiary review? When's the last time you had a beneficiary review? Do you know the difference between per capita, per stirpes, and that's not a disease, folks. Do you know the difference? Who should be your beneficiary on your IRA? Better yet, if you have too much in your IRA, how would you want to know if you could Roth it now, or is it better later, or maybe not at all? Well, you have to know a little bit about taxes and how to do it and some strategies involved in it. And if you have a lot of money and qualified, you definitely want to give us a call and go to that website I mentioned earlier, EliteTaxReduction.com. Or better yet, set up a complimentary consultation, or if you'd like to come in and talk, either one's acceptable with us. Our toll-free number again is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our other website, leavealegacy.com, has our contact information, or Innovation Tax Service, or EliteTaxReduction.com has all our contact information. Why tax is important? Well, we're going to talk about debt. I mentioned that USDebtClock.org, everybody should go there, USDebtClock.org. Is it possible that every government on the planet Earth will default on their debt? Let me repeat that to you and see what your answer is. Is it possible that every government, I'm talking about ours too, planet Earth will default in their debt? Now, let me explain what I mean by that. Clearly, understand that I'm not saying that they will go bankrupt. You hear that? There's a big difference. Please don't misquote me. Let's repeat. Every government on planet will default on their debt. Doesn't mean they'll go bankrupt. What does the word default mean? Let that sink in. What does it mean? There are actually five ways that a country can default on its debt. Here's the first one. It doesn't happen often, but it happens. The entity can just decide they are not going to pay you. Argentina is not paying. They're defaulting on $500 million interest payments due on $65 billion of debt. By the way, and again, this doesn't happen very often. By the way, some of that debt is from restructured debt that the Argentina defaulted on in 2001. We may see this happening with government and company pensions. That's right. We already see a form of this when a pension goes bankrupt. And who steps in? The Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. And it only reimburses a portion of the promised pension. So how is your pension doing? Is there any chance that should happen? Or should you talk about developing a strategy that protects them no matter what? The second way that a government and corporation default is what? By not just paying. All the promised benefits, they shave off some of the benefits. It's hard not to believe once they do it, they won't continue to do it time and time again. A few examples are no cost of living increases. And folks, for those who are banking on Social Security, I don't think we'll be getting one this year, no matter what happens. The second way government, or the third way, by the way, is government default is austerity. What does that mean? A current example would be all Americans who have not received what? Their unemployment benefits. It's hard not to believe once or being received. A current example would be the Americans who have not received unemployment because there are not systems in place to deliver the benefits. How about Pennsylvania? People have waited, what, weeks for their 1,200 coronavirus checks. Of course, they're coming in now of a card. Do you think governments, corporations, and business will provide more or less service in the future? That is considered what? Austerity. There's also, you know, so much austerity that people can take before they what? Break. We can show people strategies that will help them replace their lost benefits and if when this austerity by government begins. The fourth way government defaults is by devaluation. What does that mean? It's defined as the deliberate downward adjustment of the country's currency value. The government issuing the currency decided to devalue the currency. Devaluing the currency, what? Reduces the cost of a country's exports. It can help shrink trade deficits. Let me think about that. You hear about countries doing this so they compete against products sold by the United States? Who does that all the time? China. Our president's encouraged that for our currency, he believes that his value is too high. If that occurs, that is considered default. And the last one, best for last, the ultimate default is what? Inflation. Now, we've had, what, hardly any inflation, been very low lately. Normally, is denied by the government to an undeniable existence. Our government, and by the way, it's like a sneaky tax, inflation is. Our government and most of the governments, however, are doing everything they can create inflation and attempt to stave off what? Deflation. They're pretty money. Oh. In fact, they do it digitally now. Every way possible, as I mentioned, digitally. In the year 2000, our country's population was, what do you think it was? 281 million. What is it now? Estimated 330 million. If you go to U.S. Debt Clock org, you'll see that, or go to census.gov. The M2 money supply has increased from 4.8 trillion to 17.6 trillion. Do we have, let me think, three times the population we had in the year 2000? The government has printed close to this. Ready for this, folks? $13 trillion in those 20 years. Again, write this website down, usdebtclock.org. I even have it on my phone, the app. Will increase monetary base from $5 trillion in 2020 to 2024, guess what it's going to go to? $11.9 trillion. Another point I'm trying to make here about taxes. We also increase our M2 money supply from $17.6 trillion in 2020. You ready for this number? $36.1 trillion by 2024. The debt clock is warning the government will create $18.5 trillion of new money in 4 years, literally out of nowhere. So what's the default? Because we're repaying today's debts with dollars will be worth less in the future. If we could just increase 5% inflation in 14 years, we'd be using 50% of their value to repay the debts. Doesn't sound fair to people loaning the money. Those folks, by the way, are all of us. We will get our Social Insecurity, however, we'll lose some of its purchasing power. So if you don't think taxes are going up, now they're set automatically sunset December 31st, 2025. And the demon rats get in there, which I pray they don't, you might want to think about getting another passport, possibly. But the best thing is that's not going to happen. Number one, pray. Number two, take action. Share others. Tell them what's going on. Now, when we come back, we're going to really get into the politics, folks. I got some shocking stuff that some of you may know about, and some of you maybe have no clue. I have never seen in my almost 72 years on this planet what's going on. Now, God is in charge, that I know, but we need to do our part, folks. We need to do our part. If not, we're not going to have a country. So I like to be an optimist and pray that's not going to happen, but we need to take action. Do not take your head and stick it in the sand. Get educated. Tell other people. You don't have to beat them over. All you can do is salt the oats. They got to make that decision. But if you tell enough people, some people listen, some don't care. But guess what? Just one or two people, each person does that, can, in fact, will make a difference. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. When you come back, we got some real shocking information. So please listen to the important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Let me give you some contact information. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. So if you'd like to set up a consultation, if you think there's money slipping through the cracks, you're not sure where this market's going, you want to have a paycheck for life, you're thinking about taking Social Security, you're not sure when to take it, you're concerned about if you something happens to the illness, you're concerned about your spouse, and you're not sure which way to go, set up a complimentary consultation, or if you want to come to the office, you can come to the office. But call our toll-free number and get on our calendar like ASAP. Things are moving, folks. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveallegacy.com. Leaveallegacy.com has our contact information. Let's start out with some positive news. The federal court upholds Trump's pro-life rule defunding Planned Parenthood. That is good news. I don't want my money going for that. That's the first thing I look in a candidate. Now, let's just show you how our world's upside down. I said to give you some shocking information on this segment. Black pro-lifers, ready for this? Arrested for praying at Planned Parenthood while hundreds of rioters go free. Now, is that possible? That's in New York City. I have the entire article that goes in quite a bit of detail. That's right. I got the pictures of the two ladies. Black pro-lifers arrested for praying at Planned Parenthood while hundreds of rioters go free. If you'd like to get that whole story, I'll be glad to give it to you. And listen to this. The cathedral across from the White House, the people who burned and looted, I watched it on TV. District attorney won't charge rioters who vandalized St. Patrick's Cathedral. But yet in New York, different area, those folks get arrested. Is there something going on? Am I losing it? Am I in a twilight zone? Or are you part of my twilight zone? I can hardly believe this is happening. Now, why it's important not to stick your head in the sand. People say, this is not going on. Lawsuit claims Michigan. You know, one where the governor says that if you buy, early on she said, if you buy carpet and paint, it's not allowed to buy carpet and paint. It's not essential. And if you do, if you talk about it, you're a racist. That's the same state. My mom actually was born in outside of Detroit, Wyngott, as she's still alive, 93 and a half. Lawsuit claims Michigan risk fraud as county, you ready for this, has more registered voters than people who can vote. A voter filed lawsuit Tuesday against Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Bureau of Elections Director Jonathan Brader, and other officials claiming that at least 16 counties' voter rolls have not been properly maintained, and this leaves them vulnerable to fraud in November's election. Tony Dodd, a Republican active in his state in county parties, alleges that Michigan voter registration rates in these counties as suspiciously high because their voting records have not been cleaned out to remove ineligible voters, including those who have died. See how he said, I may be old-fashioned, but I just don't think dead people should be allowed to vote, including those who have died, moved, or convicted of felonies. Of course, they can let them out. They can help them. So, now, you think that's just an isolated one? I have a website, folks, that breaks down every single state. There was 1,285 proven instances of voter fraud in the last election, 1,110 criminal convictions, 48 civil penalties. These are people arrested for voter fraud, 95 diversion programs, 15 judicial findings, and 17 official findings. I can email the site. You can click on any state, Pennsylvania, Ohio, pick any state, and it goes through and talks about that. So it's happening. It's very important to keep your eyes and ears, you know, see what's going on. Because those polls they talk about, where they show Joey in one poll, 12%, 7%. You know, I talked about this in the last election. Now, my undergraduate degree is at Young State University in psychology, and I took experimental psychology. I won't get too much in the weeds about 0.01 level, 0.05 level, what's significant, what is significant. But when you do sampling, First of all, you set up a hypothesis. In 2012, I remember the last time I checked, I didn't know how many people voted in 2016. There were 112 million people that actually voted. And when they sample these polls, you have to Google to find this out, but they'll sample anywhere from 500, maybe 1,000, sometimes 1,500. Now, if you take that sampling divided by 112 million, what is the percentage? Is that a good, fair-sized sample? I don't think so. What type of question do they ask? Where do they ask? Where is this location? Who do they ask? What time of day? So when you see these polls, folks, do not believe it. They had egg in their face the last time. It's too small of a sample. I don't care if it's Fox or who it is. Don't buy into it. Do not buy into it. Now, we got two candidates. I'm just thinking that Uncle Joe, Joey Biden, with his hairy legs that are dark, that turn blonde, and he talks about roaches, and the kids sitting, go over and rub his legs, and they sit on his lap. And then his memory, he needs to go to a rest home, folks. It's really elder abuse. And who that VP is, because he's the front man, I'm just praying that he actually makes it to the election. I don't think there's going to be a debate, because it'd be an embarrassment. I don't know what's going to happen along those lines. They'll probably figure something out. But anybody who's voting for Joey, you don't have to have a degree in psychology like I do to see that the gentleman has obviously some serious, serious issues. Very difficult issues. Now, he's had some problems a lot in the past. He's creepy, sleepy Joey. Any times where he talks about kids would rub his leg and sit on his lap and see what he does, he's a creepy, all right? So you got to get educated. You got to vote. The decision should not be that difficult. Now, you know who's supporting the vaccine? I played that video, I think, some time ago about Bill Gates with the CIA in 2005. Well, Bill Gates is spending, you ready for this one? $1.6 billion. Now, he's wealthy. He's got many billions, but still, $1.6 billion to pressure people to get the coronavirus vaccination. I never had the flu vaccine, and I'm not going to get this. Now, we talked about the RFC chip, radio frequency chip. Oh, that's not going to happen. Well, you don't cook a frog all at once. You do it very, very slowly. Well, his current efforts is to push immunization passport began in 2018, well before COVID-19. By the way, I have COVID-20 in my office. I have it quarantined. I have the latest version. I'm going to probably trademark that. No, I don't have that. But this is important to recognize that this is not a temporary situation or a knee-jerk reaction that will fade away. He said, we're fighting a well-planned, well-funded new level of surveillance. It was conceived again by who? Bill Gates, before this disease happened. And if radios get their way, it will continue permanently until we, deplorable rednecks, I'm a proud deplorable redneck, rise up to fight. A roadmap dated March of 2009 gives a chilling five-year plan that we're exactly halfway through. It advocates the following. Coverage and assessment of pilot platform. By the way, I'm going to be running out of time here. If you'd like to get a copy of this, what Bill Gates is proposing, you need to get this. The last item I want to mention before I talk about the most important thing is masks are symbolic, says Dr. Fauci, in the New England Journal of Medicine. I have this one. The New England Journal of Medicine is a gold standard. You should get this article about these so-called masks. They're leading sheep over the cliff, folks. They do very little of anything at all. It's a virus. If you wash your hands, stay away from people. If you're sick, stay home. Now, don't get me wrong. I said anybody who dies, regardless of what disease, I don't care if one person doesn't know the Lord, it's one too many. So I'm going to die. You're going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. There's not the annihilation theory and just say there is no such thing, or I'll let you know when I get there, like someone told me recently. Matthew 7 in the Bible says the gate to heaven is narrow. I'm paraphrasing it. The gate to hell is wide. And two main reasons more people will spend eternity in hell than heaven. Two main reasons. There's other reasons, but pride and ignorance. See, a lot of people think they're pretty good. The Bible says, no, they're not. There's none righteous. No, not one. Romans 3:10. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Compared to a righteous, holy God, folks, we're filthy rags. So the only way to get to heaven is simply this. You must ask for forgiveness, repent of your sins, and then do what? Accept Jesus Christ is the God. Not a God, the God, mean your heart. And if you do that, you will spend eternity in heaven. I do another radio show on Sunday morning from 8:30 to 9 a.m. on WPIC. Go more detail. That's the most important decision because a man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27. Then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation and you say, I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. So once you repent, you have the new nature. You still have old, rotten nature. See, God loves everyone. He wants all to come to repentance. But he stands at the door. The only way to open the door is you got to repent until you're broken. You see, you don't need a Savior. Most people don't think they're arrogant or cocky or pride. I was that way. I won't go through detail on this show. My Sunday morning show, I've gone into more detail. But if you want to learn more about that, give me a call or tune our show. Again, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Most important decision you could possibly do is accept Jesus Christ as the God. He's not the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, beginning and the last. Who do you say he is? Is he a lunatic or a liar? Is he the God? It's your choice. He loves everyone. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com. And our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com. And our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.